Hey, stranger. Hello to everyone listening. My name is Thoraya. This is the Hey Stranger podcast. And before we start, let me set the scene for you. I'm currently sitting in a chair at my local park, which also happens to be one of the biggest tourist attractions in my city. Across from me is an empty chair, and on today's and every episode, that empty chair will be filled one by one by people of different backgrounds, mindsets, and walks of life. The only criteria is that they are a stranger. Okay, do you mind if I take my mask off since we're 6 feet apart?
You're good,
okay.
You're good.
All right, so we're here with our next guest. This is the Hey Stranger podcast, and on today's episode, I'm asking strangers to share a secret. Would you be down to do that?
I'm down to do that, yeah.
Okay, so whenever you're ready, you could go ahead and share your secret with us.
Let's see. So my secret, something that I don't share, like definitely not on an everyday basis with people that I meet, is that I'm in recovery from drug and alcohol addiction.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's, it's just not something that, it's not something that comes up right away.
Right.
And it's also something that I'm afraid will alter the way that somebody sees me because of the stigma that is associated with having trouble with substance abuse.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So does that fear of like that stigma, is that something that you assume, or has it happened before when you've shared that with someone?
I think a lot of it has to do with the high amount of shame that I felt while I was still active in my addiction. Like, I think that there's a lot of residual shame still, even though I've been sober for a number of years. I think it's still like, I did so many things and I treated so many people in so many ways that I'm really ashamed of, that I think it's still with me. So I've never had anybody say like, oh, you should be ashamed of being sober. Nobody's ever said that to me. So yeah, now that you asked me, I think it's really internal.
Interesting. So how long have you been sober for?
Let's see, 1176 days.
Wow, good job. That deserves a clap.
Thanks.
You have everything, you know it by the day. Wow. So yeah. What does that convert to in years? That's like three.
Yeah, so it's about three years, a few months and some change.
Wow, congrats.
Thanks.
Like that's beautiful, honestly.
Thank you.
I think that I have so much respect for you for sharing that, and two, I don't have personal experience with it, but I could tell that it must have been like a journey, not just by you, but like others. I've met a lot of strangers, and that is a common answer, and like I've heard so many stories behind it that like it made me a lot more empathetic towards it too.
Yeah, because it's not just like me. Like, they say that everyone who is dependent on the substance, they impact at least 10 other people in their lives.
Wow.
You know, so it's like, and like, I definitely have someone here with me today who's like one of my 10 people, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
This has been your friend for a while then, I'm assuming?
A very long while. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it okay if I ask follow-up questions?
Yes.
Okay. So I guess if you don't mind sharing, was it something that just happened naturally, or was it something that led to it? Like, I've never asked this question before, so I hope you don't mind me asking. Do you have an answer to that, or?
Yeah, like getting sober.
Or just like even the, like how like the addiction started and everything like that.
Well, I think I'm trying to think of a way that I could not talk for an hour about that.
Okay.
But so I started drinking at a young age, and my parents, they modeled that behavior. They both have like dealt with being dependent on substances throughout their life, and through a series of events that happened really early on, my parents were divorced, and then there was like a certain amount of abuse within our household, and then they both left the home. So at age 15, I was alone on my own, and I'm very confused. I'm very intimidated by this potential of being put into a system of care that I didn't want to be in, or like taking on the role of being an adult, which I didn't feel qualified to do.
Yeah.
And I think that part of being an adult in my mind was like you drink. So like you do your adult things during the day, and then you get home and at 5 o'clock you start drinking. And so I fell into that pattern at a really young age, and that stuck with me. So a lot of people like I started drinking like a 65 year old woman when I was 15. So I was not like the rager type. When I first started, I got into that as I got older, as I got into the college scene, and then I became a young adult. I definitely fell into the like kind of partying scene, and it was more normalized to like consume the amount of substances that I was consuming. And then it wasn't, you know, and then my peers started, quote unquote, growing up and getting married and getting jobs and not consuming as much alcohol or not partaking in drugs anymore. And I stayed, like I stayed where I was, and I kind of froze there. My peer group got younger and younger in comparison to my age, and I was just trying to surround myself with people who were still engaging in the substance behavior that I was engaging in. And then eventually, like, there were like quite a few interpersonal consequences, as well as financial and employment related consequences. But what really was like the kicker for me was like my body just started failing. My body was like, nope, like I can't take this anymore. And like different parts of my like gastrointestinal and like I don't know a lot about anatomy, but like different organs started saying like, I'm not gonna work anymore. So I went to the ER countless numbers of times in the last couple of years that I was drinking and using. And every time I went in, the doctors said like, and the nurses were wonderful. They said like, this isn't sustainable. Like, you can't do this. We can detox you. We can get you stabilized. But like, if you go back out, like this isn't going to end well for you. And they all wanted to help me, and they got to know me pretty well, 'cause I was in there quite a bit. And like at the very end, I just knew it. Like, you know, like you, when you're going through life, you're usually thinking about what you're going to do the next day, or what you want to be when you grow up, or like you have some aspirations and some dreams and hopes in your life. And I remember the last 2 weeks of my drinking and using, I did not have thoughts like that anymore. It was like there was nothing beyond right now. And that really scared me, because I've always had goals. I've always been a really high achiever. I've always like been almost consumed by those like thoughts of achievement, and it was gone. It was there. I knew at like the deepest level that I could know that like if this continued for even a few more hours, like it was over. Like, wow. Nothing else was gonna happen in my life. My life would be over.
Well, I'm glad you're here.
Me too.
And my first question is, are you doing okay now physically? Like you're, yeah.
Yeah, I am really, really, I feel super lucky. I don't know. The alcohol seems to have like preserved me in certain areas. Yeah. The first couple of years when I was sober, I really dove into, I got back into achiever mode. Like, I ran a couple of marathons. I climbed Mount Whitney. I became a yoga instructor. Like, I really embraced, like, I have an amends to make to my body. And, like, I'm going to do that.
That's great. Yeah. And what do you do now?
I just started a doctoral program, so I'm becoming a clinical psychologist.
Wow. You're going to be great at that.
Thanks. I hope so.
Okay, so what's been, this is my favorite question to ask strangers, like to kind of like end it all. What's been the toughest part like of your journey and the most beautiful part of your journey? And if you have like specific stories you're willing to share, as opposed to like a general way to explain those two answers, that'd be great.
I think the answer is the same. And I think it took me a little while in sobriety and recovery to realize that. But like all of the things that I felt and still to this day hold some shame about, like all of the worst parts of my addiction have now become the best parts of my life when I look back, because all of those things, they motivate me to do good in the world, to help others who are struggling, and to be really grateful for every second of every day. Like even right now I hear the music and I can feel the breeze like against my skin, and like none of it is I don't miss a single thing, because I just know that it's like I'm living on borrowed time right now. I wasn't supposed to be here. Wow. So like it's just all really special.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
For sharing your story.
Thank
and
you.
For just like when I stopped you deciding to stop, thanks for everything.
Absolutely. Good Thank job. You. Good luck at everything you do.
What's your name?
Max.
Max? Cool, yeah. I'm Thraya. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Okay. I'm terrible at telling stories, but
you're fine. You're going to do great.
Depending on what you believe, this is going to make me sound incredibly crazy or interesting.
Okay.
But basically, I'm going to call this, when I was 13, I summoned an ancient spirit, and he follows me to this day. So,
wow.
When I was like 13, my family moved to Massachusetts, and it's like a historically weird, supernaturally right. haunted place. So that was kind of like at the peak of like when I started getting into like Wicca and like experimenting with different like magic things.
Right.
So I went to this like weird little kooky shop, and I found a solid like wooden Ouija board from the 70s. And at the time I was like, brilliant, like what could go wrong? It'll be great.
Yeah.
So I started playing with it, and I kept, like, I didn't believe in Ouija boards at all, and like I thought it was weird, but I decided to try. So I kept like getting in contact with this like same type of spirit thing, and it kept like spelling the same name over and over and over. This went on for like a year of just talking to the same spirit over and over and over and over and over and over. And it was always the same name, like always the same thing. So I was like 14 then, and I thought it was a brilliant idea to like invite the spirit to just stay with me, which like, do not do that. Do not invite spirits. But I was like, yeah, you can stay with me. Like flash forward a couple years, like I kind of stopped doing like spiritual things. I'm like 16 and I moved in with my dad. He's very spiritual, so he was like, I have to ask you this, like, why is there a giant bird man following you? And I'm like, what? And like,
wait, your dad asked you that?
Yeah. And like, I can't really like see that much, but like, I guess he can see like spirits and stuff. So he was like, why is there a bird man like creature thing following you? And then he like named it, like the same name, like it told me.
Wow.
And it just, like, I've used like pendulum boards recently, because like I don't want to touch Ouija boards anymore. But like I always like get the same spirit to come through, like since I was 13. Like I'm 18 now, and like it's always the same thing,
same
like,
name.
Yeah, same thing. And like recently, or kind of like a year ago, I went to my grandpa's house, and like he's not like very spiritual or anything, but he was, and like he's never, like he's not known to see things, but he was like, why is there a giant bird following you? And like people who have never had like spiritual experiences ask me, like, there's like this giant thing that follows you around. So I suppose when I was 13, I summoned a spirit and he just follows me now.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So you don't see it?
No. Do you feel it? Like, sorta.
Okay, so Shenmin, my cousin, just asked, do you feel it? Yeah, I just want to repeat it for the listeners. Yeah, yeah.
I guess. I, like, I try to like block out paranormal things because I hate it so much, even though like I attract it like crazy. Like I've seen like a million ghosts in my life. I've seen unexplainable things, but like I hate it. Like I despise it. It terrifies me. But I get like weird feelings when like things are off and like things are kind of ghosty. So like occasionally I'll just be by myself and I'll get like little goosebumps and like I'll feel like something's there. So I guess
I have a lot of follow-up questions. Well, first of all, I have a follow-up question for my listeners. They're probably wondering like
what the hell.
That too, but like, so you kind of said your dad was like wise. Well, before I get to the question, as soon as you said my dad asked me why is there a giant bird following me, I swear to God, this like someone, it was someone's shadow. I refuse to think it was the spirit you're talking about. Like went across like right in my vision and it looked like a bird. I was like, what is happening?
I mean, he's probably here.
Oh God, don't say that.
Well, he follows
I'm sure he's a nice guy. He's probably a nice guy.
No, he's wonderful.
Okay.
He's apparently like a million years old. And
okay, cool. Hi, that. Friend. I like no judgment.
No, he's great.
Okay, the boyfriend's like, yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
he's experienced it. But okay, so you said like your dad was like, why is there a giant bird following you? Can you give us background on your family again? I know you said a little bit.
So my family's very strange. Like my mom was Wiccan, so like my dad's kind of like Buddhist, spiritual, Christian, like mix of every religion ever in the world and like squish it together and that's him. So like I was introduced to like every religion as a child and I just always stuck with like paganism and like Wicca. Uh-huh. So my brother branched off to like paganism and like all that. So like in my family, like nothing's weird. Like we'll just casually be like, oh yeah, I saw a ghost, and everyone's like, yeah, cool.
Wow.
So it's all just like that.
And for people who don't know what that means, like myself, I'm not gonna act like I knew, but like, can you explain what each of those terms mean?
Like Wicca?
Wicca
and stuff?
Yeah, and then
So I guess Wicca is like a sort of branch off of paganism, which is like very, very old religion. Like, but for me basically Wicca, like I just worship like the elements and like I guess I could say I do witchcraft. Like okay. I hate that term, but witchcraft and like just that kind of stuff. Like I celebrate like the summer solstice and like winter solstice.
Okay.
Like that's basically what it is.
And but you also don't like the side of it where you said you don't like that the spirit follows you.
Oh,
or
no.
Like
I love you spirit man, but like I hate the paranormal. I hate ghosts. I hate anything like that. It terrifies me. Like I'd rather fist fight a serial killer than like see a ghost.
Wow.
Like I hate it so much, but my entire family attracts it, so it's really hard to avoid.
Yeah
but yeah.
Okay, Shenmin, do you have any follow-up questions?
I do.
Can you kind of say it in my mic? I'll point it towards you.
Okay, first follow-up question: how does one invite a spirit to stay with them?
Are you trying
exactly
to do that?
No, I'm not asking for a friend. I'm asking so that I don't do that on accident.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I guess, like, first you have to get in contact with one.
Uh-huh.
I highly advise you don't. Like, don't mess with Ouija boards. Don't use pendulum boards. Don't do any seances. Like, just don't. But if you do, you'll probably get in contact with something. And, like, the thing about spirits is, like, you can't trust them at all because, like, 90% of the time they'll, like, look nice, but then, like, they're weird and creepy. But, like, this, like, spirit followed me for years and years and years, and, like, nothing happened. So I was just like, you can stay with me. Like, I invite you to follow me and stick around. And I guess I did it, like, while talking to him on a Ouija board.
Uh-huh.
So I guess, like, directly like telling him you can stay.
So what was he telling you initially on the Ouija board, and what was it about him that made you want to like invite him to be like to live with you?
I don't even know. It was just really random. Like I was kind of going through a hard time then, so he would just like tell me like things were okay and like things about like what was happening.
Okay.
So I kind of felt like comfort within
right.
it. But he just, like, kept talking to me, so I figured, like, you might as well stay.
And then, so I don't really know how the Ouija board works. It just, like it moves by itself?
Well, I honestly had no idea before I used it. But, like, I guess for me, like, you kind of, like, the spirit's, like, energy kind of, like, moves the planchette, like, the little round thing, and, like, it moves, like, genuinely moves to, like...
Without your hands on it.
Yeah, well, like, you put your, like, your fingers, and, like, I guess it's, like, a transfer of energy or something. But, like, obviously you don't move it, but, like, it just sort of glides and, like, goes.
That's crazy.
It's very strange.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah, it's freaky. I hate it, but...
So, do you think that the spirit is now, like, stuck with you, or he just chooses to stay?
Right, like, does he want to leave?
I'm sure, like, he could.
Okay.
Like, my dad sees things, and, like, he's not always, like, just lurking around me.
Okay.
So, like, I'm sure he goes off and does spirit things, but...
Maybe he's protecting you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to think that.
Yeah. That's cool.
He just kind of goes in and out.
So, and what are some... Sorry, go ahead.
No, you go, you
so
go, you
interested.
Go.
What are some other, like, elements besides, like, the paranormal aspects of it that you enjoy...
Oh, I mean, it's not very, like, paranormal in nature. I mean, everyone's experience with it is different. But for me, it's just, like, invoking, like, the elements and using, like, nature to do things. Mm-hmm. Like, that kind of thing. Like, there's different branches of it. Like, you can be, like, a green Wiccan or, like, a water Wiccan or...
Whatever. It's like one of those things that has, like, a huge stereotype behind it,
yes.
But it's not true.
No, people genuinely think I'm some, like, demon-worshipping, like, devil summoner, and I'm just, like, planting flowers and, like, playing with crystals. Like, I'm not evil.
That's not how it works.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know that, so I'm glad that you're sharing your story. I'm sure a lot of my listeners are probably like, oh, really? Like... So that's cool. That's the cool part about sharing stories, is you get to learn things like this.
Witchcraft is very peaceful. Like, there's like rules to it. Like, there's a whole thing called the Wiccan Read, and like the number one thing is it's like, and ye harm none, do what thy will. Like, you can basically do whatever you want as long as you're not hurting anyone.
Oh, that's cool.
Because there's like this rule where like if you do anything to harm someone, you're gonna get like smacked with it like 20 times. Wow. Like, karma.
Okay, there you go. People should know that. I do have... So, when your dad, like, legitimately just, like, sees it.
Yeah.
Like, and other spirits, too.
Yeah.
What does he mean by bird man? Like, I'm kind of trying to visualize
well,
that.
Well, I don't know because I haven't seen it.
Okay.
I guess I try not to.
Yeah.
But he says it's, like... Imagine, like, a really ancient, like, spirit type thing.
Okay.
I've been told, like, he... originates from like Haiti or something.
Oh.
So I suppose it's just like a big like bird type outfit.
Okay.
But like I think he's a man.
Right.
But like
right.
a bird man. Okay. I don't know.
I have like an image in my head.
Yeah.
Because you do too. And also that shadow helped too that I saw earlier. But are there? I feel like you have probably like a lot of like interesting stories. Do you have anything else you'd want to share with us or?
Oh God, I have to think. I've like had too many weird things where it's like. I have to, like, really, like, think, like, what's something.
Right.
Just have a lot of weird ghost stories, mostly. Like, that's it.
Okay. And that's so interesting that as soon as your boyfriend who was talking earlier, he said as soon as he met you, like, he's been experienced a lot of that stuff, too. But do you want to end, like, what's your ending thought? Like, how do you want to end your segment on the podcast?
I would just say don't mess with spirits. Don't invite random spirits you don't know to follow you. Don't be like me. I luckily invited a nice, happy spirit, but you could probably not do that. Just don't mess with spirits. Don't mess with things like that. And
Noted.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. I enjoyed listening to that. And that is it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. Before you go, I do have a huge favor to ask. Because my podcast is so new and there are so many amazing podcasts out there, the best way you can help me stand out and grow is to leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. This podcast is available on other platforms as well, like Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, and many others. So following and subscribing on there will help also, but Again, the best thing you can do is to leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. I hope you'll consider doing it. I'll make sure to have my podcast links in the description. To make it fun, I thought it would be cool for you all to answer the following question under hopefully a 5-star review. Who's one stranger you still remember? I'll read through all your answers, share some on my Instagram story. So if you want me to tag you, please make sure to include your Instagram handle as well. My Instagram handle is actually thor.aya. Also, the video version of my podcast episodes will always be available on my YouTube channel a few days after they air. So if you are curious what the strangers look like, that will be the place to go. Thank you so much. I love you all, and we'll meet again next Tuesday.